Pro-mask Palm Beach County School Board member caught partying maskless. By Hannah Blow on September 20, 2021. Alexandria Ayala, a member of the Palm Beach County School Board, was caught partying maskless over the weekend, despite efforts to defy Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, by forcing children to wear masks in school. A photo shows Ayala, who represents District 2, smiling gleefully alongside others at the Business Development Board of Palm Beach County's 38th annual gala over the weekend. The Palm Beach County School Board has given the state trouble over the governor's ban on forced mask mandates. In August, the school board voted to change the rules, preventing parents from opting their children out of wearing a face covering in schools. The forced masking of school children infringes upon parents' rights to make health and educational decisions for their own children, DeSantis's press secretary Christina Pushaw said in a statement at the time. No politician is above the law, even the Palm Beach County School Board members, she continued, calling the school board's decision disappointing. Notably, Ayala celebrated in August after a judge struck down DeSantis's ban. Win for student/teacher safety. This ruling affirms that we have constitutional rights as board members to implement mask policies, she said. At Sec Cardona response to my letter today assures that the admin has our backs. I remain committed to keeping schools safe, she added at the time. Weeks later, the First District Court of Appeals granted a stay to the state's request to reinstate the stay for a ban on school districts enforcing mask mandates. Ayala, who once told citizens during a meeting that it is a privilege to address your public officials and to be in this chamber, is hardly the only official failing to abide by her own purported beliefs. San Francisco Mayor London Breed, D., came under fire last week after partying at the city's Black Cat nightclub, maskless, despite the city's mask rule requiring almost everyone to wear a mask in indoor public spaces with limited exceptions. We don't need the fun police to come in and micromanage and tell us what we should or shouldn't be doing, Breed said of the criticisms.